A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Three hours and 20 minutes. That's all it took. You're listening to Following On, and we had a magnificent end to a magnificent test match in Chennai. Today, England took the remaining 9 Indian wickets they needed for victory, yes, in just 3 hours and 20 minutes. A quite brilliant performance to win the match by 227 runs and go one up in the series. I'm Mark Nicholas, and over the next hour or so, I'll be joined by the former England bowlers Darren Goff, Steve Harmison and Gareth Batty to review a brilliant test match in Chennai. We'll also be joined by the England captain Joe Root, as well as Jack Leach and Jimmy Anderson, two of the heroes. So much then to get into. You're listening here on Following On.
We'll bring you a full review of a fantastic cricket match for all fans of English cricket. It really has been a performance to savour. In fact, we won't, I tell you what, we'll go to Joe Root right now since we've got him. England's victory by 227 runs reflects very well on him. Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, Mark.
Joe, well done. That is the most exceptional performance, a standout for me after many years of watching England and of course, your career. Well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a great performance from the group. Did everything we set out to do. Said we wanted big first innings runs. We managed to do that. Thought we created good amounts of pressure throughout different points when we bowled and took 20 wickets in these conditions, which is very foreign to our guys. So massive improvement again from the work we did in Sri Lanka. There's still a hell of a lot we need to keep doing right in this part of the world if we're going to be consistent and keep winning. So we have to keep looking to get better, keep looking to improve. And we know that India will come back really hard in the next game. So attitude has to stay good. We can't be happy with what we've done right now, but we certainly have to enjoy this because it's a fabulous performance.
I'm going to ask you about lots of people, but I'll start with that spell from Jimmy Anderson this morning.
Yeah, fantastic.
Sorry, that was Stokesy there. Jimmy, well, when you've got someone like that in your team, it makes it very easy to throw the ball to someone. With his ability and skill, when there's an area like that to exploit in the wicket, there's one man that you're always going to look to turn to. It's Jimmy Anderson, and did it fabulously well. Opened the game right up for us and put a huge amount of pressure back on India, a crucial point in the test match.
And what about Jack Leach offering Jimmy the key by getting rid of Pujara early? That was a big moment.
It was a huge moment, and for him to respond how he has done throughout this game shows huge amounts of character. It's been easy for him to sort of go and become a bit of a shrinking violet after the way Rishabh Pant violently played him in that first innings, but the way he's responded has been nothing but outstanding. He was asked to do a job there, try and create a chance, create a few half chances. Didn't quite fall for him, but throughout the test match, you know, he's always offered us a real threat, and really pleasing to see him get his rewards today.
All set up, of course, by the first innings batting. You led the way. We talked about your innings. Let's talk a little bit about some of the others, but particularly Dom Sibley and Ben Stokes in their contrasting styles doing such a good job for you.
Yeah, as I say, we're learning to play in these conditions all the time. We're looking to get better all the time. And we know that we're going to have to bat long periods if we're going to make those big scores. But someone like Dom, when he gets himself in, he gets greedy and he wants to bat time and put overs into bowlers, get used to the bounce and pace of the wicket. And I think he did that exceptionally well. He really set the game up for us in that first day. And he deserves a huge amount of credit for laying the foundations for someone like Ben to come in and play in that manner. We all know how destructive he can be and how quickly he can take a game away from a side. So when there's that work been done beforehand and the game's sort of moving nicely in our direction and you've got someone like Ben to come to the crease, you feel like you're in in real control of things, and
yeah.
we took advantage of that this time round.
You clearly wanted 4:20 yesterday afternoon. Was there any part of you thought you could have got there a little quicker? I don't mean it from a negative point of view, but as you say, you're searching to improve all the time. Did yesterday afternoon go as you hoped it would?
Yeah, the plan was always to try and get 400 and then have a bit of fun, try and get some bonus runs, if you like. Fortunately, it didn't quite materialise as we would have really, you know, liked plan A to go. But having spent the most time out there on that wicket throughout the test match, I knew that the way that it had progressed, the way that it deteriorated, meant that we were always going to create at least 10 chances on that final day. So it was about not panicking. It was about trying to make sure India were out of the game completely, and that our bowlers could just concentrate on delivering the skill. Not have to worry about run rates, not worry about fields, just go out there and perform.
Yeah.
And, you know, we ended up winning with plenty of time left. So I think in hindsight, probably the... it's the right decision.
No kidding. And finally, in 3 days' time, you go to work again on the same square, a pitch alongside it, but with one or two changes that have sort of preset in the team. You've got a very buoyant dressing room, which presumably overrides any other concerns.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing is that we, whoever it is that gets the opportunity to play, really sticks out. It sticks to that plan that we've put in place. We all know what our individual roles are, and that doesn't change for if guys come in and out of the squad. They have to come in, deliver their skill individually, so collectively we can come together and do something very special. We've set the example for the tour now in this game, and now we've got to follow it through, knowing that there's going to be a huge amount of hard work and that India are a very talented side, and we expect them to come back hard at us next game.
Well, thank you for giving us so much pleasure, Joe. We've got snow in London. The roofs are white. It looks grim across the River Thames. We're 17 floors up here in the news building. But you've given a lot of people in this country a lot of pleasure. Many congratulations. Let's hope it goes well next time out. And thanks for your time again.
Thank you very much. And thank you for all the support as well. Thank you.
Joe Root there in Chennai on the back of England's exceptional performance. There's no overemphasizing the fact that many departments of the team work well. The odd one didn't work quite well. It's always interesting to hear from the players, and particularly their excitement coming off the back of such a win. We've got Jack Leach, I think, now. Jack?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Jack. Mark Nicholas here.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming to talk to us. My goodness, you've been involved in some England performances in your time, haven't you? How does this one rate?
Yeah, it's always entertaining, isn't it? So, it was an unbelievable win from the lads. Probably the toughest I've found a test match week, I think. And the hype around the series and everything like that. So, and my first time in India. So just really happy that the boys could get the win.
It's sport and perhaps cricket specifically throws you everything in the space of no time, and you have to learn to deal with it, you know. And you got you got sort of hunted down by Rushabh Pant, and then you got Cheteshwar Pujara, the key wicket, first thing this morning. That is going from low to high in no time, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's something I learned. I think it was in the 2019 summer, was how one day can not go very well and literally the next day can be so different. So you have to sort of stay quite level, whether it's going well or whether it's not, and know that if you bring your best all the time and just keep trying, then you're a good enough player to make things happen. So it's real persistence this week. I had a low evening on the third day when I got some treatment. I thought I was playing my first game in the IPL for the first 8 overs. It was quite an experience. So, yeah. But to be honest, I can laugh about it now, but it's not easy when it's happening. And you know, as a spinner, you're going to go for a few, but that was hard to take. And I'm glad I came back strong.
Yeah, well, if you look back at it at all, you'll find you didn't bowl badly. You bowled a lot of balls in the right place and an exceptional attack on you took you apart. So I wouldn't be down about that. It was a great ball.
There was a couple that were close. It was in cricket, I guess, there's a small, in sport as
small
well.
Margins,
there's small margins, isn't it?
Well, it's great to hear your voice. Please have a terrific 3-day break. You're going to have to go to school again come Saturday morning, and we'll enjoy watching you. But in the meantime, reflect on what I've just said to Joe. You know, you've given a lot of people here in England, it's not been the easiest time, as you're well aware of. You've given a lot of people a lot of pleasure. And every morning we wake up excited to be able to watch or hear about your exploits. Congratulations. It's a great win.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone at home who are supporting. It's great. Thank you.
Well, Jack Leach there to go with Joe Root. Two splendid people, I think. Absolutely the right stuff. They have the right mind for cricket. Jack's had his ups and downs, and he deals with them really well. And to get Pujara as he did first up today was a treat. Gareth Batty and Darren Goff are with me here. It's so nice to hear England cricketers talk so sensibly, so positively, and also to be able to rejoice in a win in India, which is no easy gig.
Oh, both of them. I thought both interviews were fantastic there. Joe Root with his delight and the way his team put all their game plans into play. A terrific test match from Team England. And then Jack Leach telling us what it's like to get taken down one day and then come back with such a high the next day when he's taken out Pujara and ended up with 4 for 76 in the second inning. So, and both of them actually thanking everybody back home for supporting. So it's a brilliant team to put together at the minute, and the personnel, I've talked about this many times, he's put together Chris Silverwood and Joe Root is exactly what this team needed. And the way they've played the last three test matches, it's a huge round of applause from me. I don't know about you, Bats, but Jack Leach there being honest and talking about the way he felt as a spinner being taken down by Rishabh Pant.
Yeah, he could have very easily palmed that off and just gone to the very good performance in the second innings, the 4 for 76, and getting us over the line, which is what he's paid to do, win games. But the way he sort of touched on it, and you could feel his emotion with it. It was obviously, so really, really dark. And spinners will feel that. Cricketers feel it, but spinners in particular, because you have to keep coming back. You have to keep bowling the six balls. But credit to him, the way he came back in the second innings, and it wasn't a technical change. He just changed his angle to challenge the stumps a little bit more and got the rewards with a couple of brilliant pieces of bowling, Sharma and Pujara. Wonderful pieces of bowling. Can't sort of explain how good that is. And what a brilliant thing for his progression and feel as a player moving forward to have gone through those highs and lows in this game. That he will be so much better for that.
Pick you up on that. It's a really interesting point you've just made about those two balls. If Anderson bowls a brilliant in-swinger and knocks off stump out of the ground, we talk about the ball, don't we, all the time. When a left-arm spinner on a turning pitch on the fifth day in India bowls one that pitches middle and hit off, it's kind of what he's supposed to do. And you just sort of say, yeah, well, it's spinning now. Instead of reflecting on the skill in delivering such a ball. For example, let's pick the one that Best bowled to Kohli in the first innings. You know, getting Kohli out's difficult anyway, in India doubly difficult probably, and yet he found a special ball for him. It's good stuff.
Yeah, and you look at it, these guys have played so much cricket in these conditions. They're used to it. They don't see some of these deliveries as, some of the stuff that we see in it spins, they don't see it as special bowling. It's just spinning. It's everyday stuff. It's like when the ball's swinging in England, we just expect it, there's no problem. So to actually prize them open, to take the wicket, to make them change their bat shape, to do the outside edge or to hit the off stump is incredible skill from Leach, and we don't champion it enough.
Well, it's interesting to see how he backs up on Saturday, but perhaps more interesting to see Dom Best. I called it a little yip when he suddenly bowled three full tosses. It's odd, isn't it, for a finger spinner to bowl as many full tosses as Dom has in the match?
A little bit. I think history would say it's odd, but I think we look at the output he's got. He's got his five wickets in the game, bowled probably half the overs that Ashwin did, and probably did the same amount of damage strike rate wise. So he didn't quite hold the game as maybe Ashwin did at times, but he's still getting the good output, which is in the wicket column.
We've got a whole team of guys here with Steve Harmison and Jared Kimber joining in as well. Jared?
Just on the full tosses, we never got a chance to talk about it because the game moved on, but me and Gareth have been talking about it a lot off air, and we talked to Crickviz about this. And I asked them to work out how many full tosses he bowls in a test match for every one wicket. And it was 33 full tosses for every one wicket, which for a finger spinner is quite high. That puts him up with part-timers for Dom Best. Compared to Nathan Lyon and Ashwin, and they are at the very top of their game. They bowl 4 and 5 full tosses for every one wicket. So it does show you that there's still a lot to work on there. But I think that it's still exciting that he has, at least he has one of the abilities, a bit like what Moeen Ali has, which is the ability to bowl a wicket that can get someone out as good as Virat Kohli. I mean, that's the hard thing to find, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think they've found a way of taking wickets, both Leach and Best. And I think it's probably where they are in their careers, international careers, where they've just hopefully going to get confidence from winning, confidence from taking wickets, and eradicate them bad balls. And that's what you'd probably say a spinner gets better as he gets older, and the more he bowls and the more experience he gets. And you know, the learning on the job in international cricket in India is no mean feat, especially the way the Indians play. But I'm so pleased for Joe and for the rest of the team and the management team, because there was a lot of talk about what potentially could happen. But when you listen to Joe speak there, we have got a fantastic ambassador for our country as a leader. We have got some ridiculously good senior players who talk and talk the right things about improving. Very humble inside, led by very, very well by Chris Silverwood. And when you see them perform, it makes me as a former player even more heartened and not emotional, because you've got to sort of stay level as much as you can. But when I see these guys perform and see them, these guys do well, it just makes that feeling of winning so much better in seeing them do that.
You mentioned Chris Silverwood. Goffey, you know Silver Spoons very well and have done all the time that he was growing up and played with him a lot. He's the quiet man behind the scenes. What does he bring to this England team?
Well, it gives them confidence. He is quiet, but they know when he's got something to say, he'll say it, and he'll say it with conviction, and he'll be brave in the things he says to people. I think he's a very empathic person, so I think people come to him and talk about some of the issues they have. All the bowlers trust him. He's worked with them as a bowling coach. They know he's had that skill as head coach as well at Essex, where everybody loved him there. And look at Essex since he left. He put everything in place, and whoever's followed, Anthony McGrath, has had success following on what Silver's put in place. So, and the biggest thing of all is the trust between him and Joe Root. It's such an important relationship, the captain and coach in any team. And I think it's quite obvious, but these two have got the same ambitions as coach and captain, taking England forward.
Okay, I think we've got Jimmy Anderson on the line. Jimmy? Hey, Jimmy, Mark Nicholas here.
Hi, Mark.
How are you, mate? Well done. If I may, I want to start with Joe. I mean, 100th Test match to savour. A quite extraordinary performance, both from him and the team.
Yeah, he's in some nick at the moment. the last three kidding. Test matches, he's been unbelievable. We're just keeping our fingers crossed he can keep this form up throughout the series, because we need his runs to sort of stay ahead of this Indian team, because they're a strong team. We saw how important runs on the board are, and I'm sure a few of the other guys would want to try and emulate him as well and get big scores as well. So yeah, we're delighted for Joe, and like you say, in his 100th test, to get a huge score like he did was brilliant, and we're all chuffering.
Yeah, when you other people to talk about, Ben Stokes comes back in the side and from nowhere plays like he's never been away with a bat, takes a key wicket just now and holds an all-timer at slip. I mean, there's magic in the man's cricket.
There absolutely is, yeah. And he's someone that it does leave a bit of a hole. We saw that in Sri Lanka with the balance of the team. It does make it a little bit more difficult to get that balance right. But once he comes back in the team, he always seems to slot straight back in. And as you say, he can just change the game with all three disciplines, whether it's bat, ball or in the field. And we're just so delighted that he's back and fit and playing well.
Yeah, well, your record on the subcontinent gets better and better and better. All that stuff about Anderson's only at his best in England and a load of nonsense. Today, you got it to go. And late, you had a beautiful rhythm.
Yeah, I felt really good. Felt good in Sri Lanka. Happy to get the nod this week, because we have been rotating the bowlers. So happy to play and yeah, keep that rhythm going, really. As I said, I feel fit and in good nick. And obviously, when you similar to a batsman, when they get in form, you want to keep batting and keep that sort of rhythm going. And that's what a bowler wants to do. I feel like I just want to keep that going as much as I possibly can. And yeah, today when there was some reverse, obviously the pitch was a bit slow, but when there's reverse and movement in the air, it just gives you that little bit of an edge. Gives you some confidence that you might be able to get some wickets. And today I managed to do that.
Do you go on bended knee now to Joe and say you can't possibly leave me out on Saturday?
Well, it's very difficult. It's difficult when you've got someone like Stuart Broad sat in the dressing room, who's number two in the world currently. You know, we've got a fantastic group of bowlers here, and it is a long series. We've got three more games yet, and they come in quick succession. So I realise that there's going to have to be some sort of rotation at some point. But yeah, I guess, when, like I said, you want to keep that rhythm going, and we'll just have to wait and see what the selectors and Joe and Chris come up with for a few days' time.
You'd have been pleased, obviously, with the wickets of Shubman Gill and Ajinkya Rahane, but I sort of felt you were doing it for Jack Leach a bit when you got Rishabh Pant out.
Yeah, it was nice to get him early. He was obviously very destructive in the first innings. Just a word on Jack, I thought he was absolutely brilliant the way he stuck at his task, really. You know, it was a difficult evening for him that night when Pant got after him. But to come back the next day and bowl the way he did, to bowl the way he did in the second innings, I thought it showed real character. And that's what we need in this team.
Yeah, well, you lead them well, the talisman of the side, and thanks for your time. Thanks for coming to chat. It's always great to hear your voice. Well done. A remarkable performance,
Mark.
And we've enjoyed it greatly. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Amazing, eh? He still just keeps performing, 38 years old, and he just knows where he puts it in the right place.
And he wants to play, doesn't he?
I love that.
He said it.
He's right as well. Bowlers, when you're taking wickets, it's like a centre-forward. He puts the ball in the back of the net. He wants to play the next one. And one goal brings two. And it's same for Jimmy. You only have to look at his last two tests now, right? In Sri Lanka, that was a brilliant performance out in Sri Lanka, 6 for 40, one of his best performances for me. And then he's come to India, he's got the nod in that first test. Yeah, he's talked about Stuart Broad, an absolute brilliant performer over many years alongside Jimmy. And he's sat in the dressing room desperate for a game of cricket. But as a bowler, the senior bowler, Jimmy Anderson, he'll want to play now in the next test. He's bowled beautifully on this pitch. It's the same ground. If they were going to a different ground now, it might be a different ball game. But Jimmy has proved, with his length and his lines and his discipline, bowling here in Chennai, he's going to take wickets. So I can understand totally how he want to play. And Joe Root can go down two ways here. He can say, I'm going to stick with Jimmy Anderson again for this game. He hasn't bowled that many overs. And then we'll look at Ahmedabad and see what the pitch is like there. And if that means then I bring Broad in for that test match, the day-nighter, so be it. But it's a difficult decision for the guys to make.
It is a difficult decision. The one thing we haven't factored in, I think you've got to look at, how did Jofra Archer perform in this test match? Well, I thought he did what I would want him to do, which was attack the crease and try and get top order wickets. He did in that first innings. He got Sharma out. But we've got a test match starting in 3 days' time on a surface which has been exposed to the sun for a while. If there is, well, we heard Ashek say there's probably going to be a little bit more spin in it. If there's going to be more spin in it and it's going to be even slower, there possibly is an argument to play Broad and Anderson, because you possibly don't need that. You're not going to get anything out of the surface. So we've seen what this batting unit of India has. If you bowl dot balls at 90% of this batting unit, they will find a way of getting out and they will make a mistake. And that potentially brings Broad into the equation.
We'll come back to that, because we've got Virat Kohli, not personally, but he did an interview for the host broadcaster, and with him was Murali Kartik.
We don't want to take anything away from England, the way they played. No excuses. We are a side that accepts our failures, accepts our faults and works on them. And one thing for sure, that the next three test matches, we're going to give it a tough, tough fight, and we're not going to let situations slip away like we did in this test match, for sure. So it's going to be hard-fought cricket for the next three tests. A lot of exciting cricket coming up. And we as a side are looking forward to being on the park in 4 days' time and, starting off and doing the processes that has gotten success.
Yeah, there's one more test match over here. You know the conditions. What are the things which you can do differently, possibly in your own mind, coming into the next test match?
Well, firstly, start off with good body language, you know, put enough pressure on the opposition, understand fields and what they're looking to do and the pace of the pitch, how the bowlers are bowling. All those kind of things will be very crucial. But at the end of the day, it's the mindset. It's the belief when you're running into bowl or you're going to bat on day four, day five, day three. You know, if you are in control of things, you feel good, then you can bat well, you can bowl well. So I think that's something that we're looking to get back into. And there are going to be hiccups along the longer journey and the longer larger picture. But as I said, we are a side that's always looking to improve. And we know how to bounce back strongly, and we're going to give our best effort in the next game and start off on the right note.
Yeah, you spoke about the body language, but there's Rishabh Pant who tried to keep everybody up. That was quite evident from the stump mic to all of us.
Yeah, he's a guy who likes to have fun on the field. That's his personality, that's his essence. We want him to continue in that manner because that keeps the boys entertained as well. Plus, you know, a conversation out there is very helpful when the situation is tough and things are not going your way. So, yeah, look, his personality is very helpful for the team. He brings in a lot of energy and we want him to continue the same way.
Well, Virat's had a bad run. They've lost four consecutive tests now that he's captained. Of course, they won in Australia when he wasn't there. So they lost the first test in Adelaide. He then gave the press conference at the end and he said he had no doubt that the team in India without him was good enough to compete on an even keel with Australia and even conceivably win. And he backed them to fight hard and do all the right things, body language and all of that, and they duly did. So there's nothing to suggest they won't come back well here. They've certainly got a good enough team to do so. So my question, I suppose my next question is how is it just massive? Is it all about winning the toss? Can you beat India if you don't win the toss here and bat first?
It makes it a lot harder. You put so much pressure on your bowling unit to take those first 10 wickets. We saw how the wicket has changed drastically over the 5 days. Ingham were perfect this game. They really were. But maybe take out Jofra Archer's first spell in the second innings of the game, but England's first innings bowling, and potentially moments within there, we probably wouldn't have controlled the game quite as well had we have not been on the right end of the surface deteriorating. Had it been the other way around, I think we would have found it very hard to claw the game back and control the game in the manner that we did, as knowing that the wicket was going to deteriorate.
The amazing thing is we've had the near perfect test match, but there was still so much self-doubt that India could beat us. That's what I find amazing here. So we have to have a little bit of luck on winning the toss. We had that. And England have talked about getting big totals, not 400, but a lot bigger than that. And they went and did that this test match. But even with that big score, because of the way one of their batsmen played for a period of about an hour, there was still some doubt that India could beat us today. I didn't think India had any chance whatsoever today. That was my personal opinion. I said it at start of play. No chance.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Chance whatsoever.
Well, if anybody has had a lion this morning and just woken up, or worked late last night, or
got on it last night, whatever, and you've just emerged from your slumber and wonder what the score is in Chennai, well, the match is over. England have beaten India by 227 runs. A magnificent performance. The heroes all today with the ball. They all did their bit. Every one of them took a wicket. And Steve, you had something to say.
No, just to say, winning the tosses and to say win the toss, win the game, I don't think it is that simple. I think the process that Bat talks about, where the modern cricketer thinks, you have to have, what an element of luck, you have to have first innings, big runs first innings, and you have to have things go your way. Well, you look at the catching in this game. The catching in this game, and Bat is right to talk about Archer's first spell when England first up were in India's first innings. I think that changed the context of the way, the mindset of the Indian batsman. But Root's catch, Anderson's catch, 38-year-old, the way he took that catch, and even Stokes's at the end was to get a tail ender out. But them things like that are what makes a difference in winning a game. You looked at India's body language in the field. You looked at the misfield and they were a little bit raggy. All that stuff there comes with first innings runs and pressure. So just to say we win the toss, you win the game, is I don't think that's right. I still think you have got to get runs on the board, and that comes down to hard work.
I know you want to speak, but my question was subtly different
that,
which was, can you win the game if you don't win the toss? Not that you will win the game if you win the toss.
But you can with the bowlers we've got. We've got Jimmy Anderson.
To bowl incredibly well on the first day and bat well. Spot on, Matt.
If you're going to lose the toss, and we know whoever wins the toss in 3 days' time, they're going to bat first, right? So, Jimmy Anderson, look at the wickets he's got. He's a good performer. Jofra Archer can knock the top end over. We've seen that. Jimmy Anderson, if Jack Leach bowls like he has done the last 24 hours, we can do that. You get them out for 300, 350. Then when you bat first, you have to score big. And that's your way of winning the game.
Yeah, I think it's not about the great sort of when the bowlers are running hot moments that I'm worried about with England. It's when the game is dull and nothing's happening, and they've got to be patient in that first innings, only first innings, because the jaffers that we bowled possibly to take the wickets were on a pitch that were deteriorating. You don't quite get the opportunity to bowl those jaffers on a flat one. There's an amount of pressure, there's an amount of process going to take the wickets if India are on it. You're not going to bowl pitch leg and hit off sort of scenario, if that makes sense.
I agree with you, Bats, and what you're saying is spot on. But when it comes down to totals, well, it's not like in England sometimes when you end up batting first and you get skittle for 120. We're not talking about that in Indian conditions. If whoever bats first gets 300, that might not be enough. And we've seen that in past results. So say India win the toss in the bat and it's going well for them, then they have a mini collapse because we've got bowlers that can bowl magic spells. We've seen that. And they get 300, 320. England is still, whoever can bat in second, go on and win the match from there by getting a big score. First innings we're talking about. So whether you win the toss and bat first or you bat in second, your first innings total is the match winning total.
That's what I'm talking about. I think can we marry up a situation where we bowl India out for 400? I don't think we're rock and rolling them for 300, 350 because the pitches are just too good. But can we rock and roll them for 400? If we can, which is the hard bit, yes, I truly believe we can go past them. And I truly believe we can get on top and then have that spell in the game as the pitch starts to slide. I think we're right in control. But can we have the patience, the presence of mind when it's really, really difficult?
What I would say with that, Bats, is though the way England have performed in this test match, and you look at the 20 wickets that have been taken, yes, the wickets deteriorated, but I think because of pressure, and not scoreboard pressure, the actual pressure the bowlers have put on, even though Bess has bowled so many full tosses and Leach got taken down, there were times in that game when I was sitting here thinking, something's going to happen here. And that was off the back of just five or six dot balls. And I think when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, I think England might look at this Broad and Anderson combination and say, you know what, if these two bowl together, the one thing they do bowl a lot of maidens in quick succession from either end, the two of them going well, then all of a sudden you're basically saying to the Indian batsman, you're going to give your wicket, we believe you will give your wicket away if you face three or four maidens. It's normally what happens in one day cricket, not in test match cricket. England. I personally believe that's what England will be thinking about this batting unit from India. Yes, they could be brilliant, but if you tie them down and you stop them from scoring, and you have catches in the right area who do hold their catches, You know, all we have to do is really just bowl dot balls and these lads will give the wicket away.
It's a reminder, isn't it, about, you know, in sport, reputations and aura can be built very easily from afar. England have now won 6 consecutive tests in Asia. Only Australia have ever done better than that, and they're only 7, and they had a golden side. 6 consecutive tests in Asia. Okay, 5 of them are in Sri Lanka, but Sri Lanka isn't a cakewalk. I agree this was a weaker Sri Lanka side than the Sangakkara, Jai Ward and Namurali days. We understand all that, but the fact is they won 6 in India. So you do begin to sort of get rid of the myth a bit, don't you, which helps. And so when you stop and think about the opposition you're about to play, you don't over-invent them. You don't over-hype them. You think more clearly about them. You've worked out that everybody can get out, and so that's a great start. If you're Jack Leach, you think, I can bowl the sort of ball that gets rid of serious players. I mean, the Pujaras and the Sharmas are serious players. Don Best, I can get rid of Virat Kohli. So you begin to think differently about the whole thing. And that's when we talk about sport in momentum in sport, we sometimes get carried away by the idea that victory is momentum and celebration is joy and you feel great about yourself. I think it's that you begin to realise the opposition you thought was impossible to beat is actually very beatable.
I think the best players look back on it and realise the process was the reason they got the outcome they wanted. And England's process throughout this game, basically put together by Joe Root as captain, who had an exceptional game from start to finish with bat and obviously decisions. England are evolving beautifully and have been for a period of time, I believe. And they're going great guns. Joe said something in his post-match interview. He said, having spent the most time out there, he's basically saying, I'm the one in the best seat in the house. I know what's happening here. I'm controlling this game for England to win. I thought that was a brilliant thing for him to say.
Yes, and he sort of admitted, didn't he, that he didn't say in any way they got it wrong. But what he said was he wanted 400 and then a bit of fun. And he said it didn't quite work out like that. And that's a way of saying I would accept that we didn't clean up the innings, either innings, in quite the crisp manner we might have done.
Yeah, spot on. You said that before the interview and he came out and confirmed it. But he had a plan. It was going to plan, and then suddenly, for some reason, the wheels fell off and we ended up batting a bit longer than we should have done. So he admitted that. But it all comes down to the criticism. There was never going to be any criticism of Joe or England until it gets down to the end result. And the end result is they've just absolutely thrashed India. But when you come down to believing you can win anywhere in the world, England can. Look at their squad. Stokes, Root, Anderson and Broad, greats. Great players. No worries. They can beat anybody with them four in the side.
The thing I'd like to add on to that is, in sport, there is a wonderful way of finding a way to win. And when you find a way to win from any sort of situation, winning becomes a habit. And what a habit to get into. You know, you all of a sudden, when you're winning and that on that momentum thrust, and you winning becomes a habit, and you find a way to get over the line. And all of a sudden, when adversity comes, you find another way to get over the line. All of a sudden, you know, these little doubts you've got in your mind going across the wind, you feel as though you can do pretty much anything and win from anywhere. And I think that is a great habit to get into, especially with the characters that Darren's just mentioned.
Let's have a bit of fun, boys. Jared, are you ready to join in?
Definitely.
Good boy. Okay, so here's the plan. We're going to give marks out of 10 to each player on each side.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, wow. And we're then going to have a sum total at the end of it. And we're going to start with Rohit Sharma.
-1.
Oh, wow.
No, come on. Serious.
He dropped maybe the easiest catch I've ever seen and didn't make a run in either.
Okay, so you're giving him 1 or -1? You can't give him -1.
0.
0. Anybody giving marks to Rohit Sharma?
What's the hour for?
10.
Out of 10 for Rohit Sharma. He's had a poor game.
He's a 5 for me.
2. A 5. Gareth?
He got picked, so he's got to be a 5. It can't be less than 5.
Okay, so he's going to 3 then. That's the mean average. So I'm only giving him 2. So 3 for Sharma. Shubman Gill?
Oh. I was impressed. I think
you've got to be quick.
6.
6 for Shubman.
7.
7.
Yep. 7.
7.
7.
7. All right, I'll go with 7 then. Cheteshwar Pujara?
7.
7.
Yeah. I'm giving him 8. Ajinkya Rahane?
Poor game.
5.
Poor game, Rahane. It's 2 again.
Yeah, 2.
It's a 5. Not even that. I did give him 1. Is that not one he got?
It's a 5.
Okay, I've changed Pujara back to 7, actually. I don't know why I was overruling you there. Rishabh Pant?
8. Energy was brilliant.
8.
Seven, yeah, eight.
I'm going seven.
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 Seven. I think I go with...
He didn't influence the game whatsoever. He had no influence on that game.
Mr. Stamping didn't. Yeah, seven, I think. Yeah. Washington Sundar.
Oh, tough one.
Five.
Oh, God, he got 80-odd now.
I'm going six.
Seven. He's six. Six. Yeah. Seven. Seven.
Come on, this is six. Radio. Six. Keep it entertaining.
Six.
Six.
Six. Six. Six. Oh, and I go seven or six. Pity Neil wasn't here for this. R. Ashwin.
Eight.
Eight for his bowling?
Yeah, eight for his bowling. Did his job. Eight. Hung around first innings.
I'm going seven.
Yeah, I'm going seven.
Because the game had already gone at that point.
Him. Neil, you can have the standout vote here. Just give me a mark. Please just shout a mark out for R. Ashwin in the match out of 10. That's eight. Not good radio.
Nine.
Silence. Eight. Okay. Eight. We've gone with eight then. Jasprit Bumrah.
Eight.
Eight.
Seven.
Seven.
Six. Seven.
Six. Six. Goffey, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with you. Six. Ishant Sharma.
Six.
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 Seven.
Six. Too many sixes. Shahbaz Nadeem.
Five.
Yeah. Five. Down there. Yeah. Four.
Four.
Is that all? I'm giving him five. Okay, so India, 10, 17, 19, 26, 32, 40, 46, 52, 57.
Ooh. Number Wang.
What's that? What did you say?
Number Wang. Are you doing the math?
Yeah, 57. 57. Rory Burns.
Six.
Six.
For what?
He got 30 in the first innings.
He gets the those two quick bowlers get six. He's a Surrey man. You can't give him six.
Four.
I'm giving him a six because up until he had a brain fade, I thought he batted quite well.
It was a
well.
Brain fade, loss of wicket. Come on, guys.
Ten.
Four.
Six for me.
Six, right?
Yeah, four for me.
Four. Goffey?
I said six.
Six, right. We'll go five then. We'll go the middle. Dom Sibley?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, seven. Seven.
Ten.
Well, to be fair, he's got a point on that because he set up the game.
Well, he's got seven. Dan Lawrence?
Ten.
Six.
Six.
Five.
Patty.
On the winning side.
Okay, Dan Lawrence, he's got a six. I don't know what for.
On the winning side, mate. On the winning side.
I think Bats might be right on this one.
How many do you say, Bats?
Ten for Root. Ten for Lawrence.
Seriously, Bats, how many?
He's won a game of cricket for England.
Oh, no.
Ten.
Right, Bats have been fired. Neil Manthorpe, you're in.
Bats is out. Turn off his mic.
To be fair, I think on the route, don't even ask us. I think we're all going to give
Joe
him
gets
ten.
Joe gets ten. How many does Ben get?
Nine.
Yeah.
Got Coley too, didn't
eight.
He?
Eight. Eight. I would say ten. Eight.
Ten.
Eight. Eight. Right, eight it is. You're back in now, please, Bats. Ollie Pope.
Six.
Yeah, six.
Seven for me.
Seven. Seven or six. Over to you. Bats, you can have the final say. It's seven or six, not ten.
Seven.
Seven, okay.
Can't believe you didn't give him a ten.
Joss Butler.
He did get a ten.
Seven for the keeping.
Six.
Seven. Five. Six.
Disappointing with a bat.
Okay, six it is. Don Bess, we've got to hurry along here.
Eight.
It's only mildly entertaining.
No. Seven.
Don Bess.
Eight.
Seven. Seven. Who's saying eight?
Me.
Eight.
He got five wickets and 60-odd runs.
Yeah.
Okay, eight. Jofra Archer?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven, yeah.
You happy seven. With seven, Goffey?
Yeah.
Jack Leach?
Seven.
Eight.
He can't get a lower score than Bess.
Oh, for me, he gets eight. He got four wickets, second innings in England. Seven for me.
Okay, batted well too. James Anderson?
Eight.
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 Yeah, okay, 18. 24, 31, 38, 44, 52, 62, 67, goodness me, 74, 79.
Yeah, he's a thrashy, mate. He should be as well.
That's interesting, isn't it? That's a massive gulf. Now, the reason I've done that is I want to say to you, had the toss gone the other way and India batted first, how much closer would those scores be? Do you guess? I want you just to play fortune teller or profit or whatever.
As we've talked about many times, I think winning the toss is very important, but it doesn't mean you win the game. It gives you a better percentage chance of winning the game. Now, we'll soon find out the next one. If India win the toss, they have to bat. They know now, if they bat well, they have to get 500. Because you get 500, there's a very strong chance you're winning the game. Anyway, I think it would have been a totally different scorecard, of course.
The positives there, as a collective, the England team had a lot of players who put good performances in. It was a very good team performance, and you've got to do that in Asia.
That's exactly why I wanted to do the exercise. You see, I think India treated England lightly. Mm. I think they came off the back of an incredible victory, one of the greatest test series and greatest performances in the history of the game. They get their captain back, who's in the top few players ever to have batted, and I don't think they think England can play like they played in Sri Lanka in India, and I think they got caught off guard. And I think the scores tell you that a lot of England players are contributing to that performance, and a lot of Indian players aren't contributing to that performance.
Yep.
Those conditions when they batted in the first innings were by no means impossible. In fact, we reckon they were either 70-30 in favour of batting or 65-35. So my feeling is that England have put together, that the sum of England's parts has been even greater than the whole, and the whole isn't bad.
I actually think the balance of the England side was more suited for that surface than it was for the Indian side. Indian side picked three spinners, which you'd think that would be the thought process for the next test match. And even if England had lost the toss and had to bowl first, well, Anderson, Archer and Stokes to hold the game early doors on a flat pitch until the spinners came into it, I think is a lot better balance of a side rather than, I think that was... not aware it was won and lost, but I think because of the three spinners, it gave England more of a chance to get off to that good start on the first innings run score.
Just shows how reliant they are on Ravi Jadeja. He holds the game in those quiet periods and allows Ashwin to rest. So he's a wicket taker then. Jadeja. He's a strike bowler.
And then Patel as well. They're missing the best two left-arm spinners. So they've been short on that. And a lot of reliance on Ashwin. And that proved that in the second innings. He bowled beautifully, Ashwin, in the second innings. Mm. When the conditions suit, he's going to be an handful throughout this series. Well, but you know, if it wasn't for Pant's innings in that first in the first innings, England would have won by 310 runs. It would have been a total thrashing.
Dead right. Now, we want to... The talk then of Jadeja allows us to throw things forward, because both teams... Well, England, we know, will make changes, not... It's wrong to call them forced changes. Let's call them planned changes, because I don't think they'd make any changes out of choice here. I think in a perfect world, they'd pick the same players, but it isn't like that anymore. And for those that sort of are on the fringe of things and don't get why they would, it's simply because England have a very demanding schedule throughout 2021. And when you add in the biosecure bubbles in which they've had to learn to live and the strain that takes mentally, there's been a decision agreed by everybody that there will be changes. The players will get rest and breaks, and then they are rests, even though they go back and work in the gym and stuff. The fact is, they're mental rests from the pressure of living in the bubble and touring generally. So there's a lot for everybody to think about. Let's go and what would we pick for India going into the next test? What changes would we make?
Well, if Axar Patel's knee is fit, then he comes straight into the side. He averages 35 with the bat and 27 with the ball, and it's the closest thing that anyone in the world can probably find to Jadeja. But I don't think his knee's going to be fit.
Tall, direct spinner is perfect for these sort of conditions we've seen.
And Pandya as well has got to come into the side, surely.
But no, I don't see how Pandya gets in the side, because he doesn't bowl. He doesn't bowl.
So well, he does.
He doesn't. He hasn't bowled in the IPL. He didn't bowl in the IPL at all.
He's fit to bowl now.
A few overs, but that's all. He's struggling with
that. He is fit to bowl now, Harmy, but I still don't think they're going to bring him in for 10 overs.
I don't think they're going to bring him in. You listen to Ashok, and Ashok's not making many, many changes. Ashok Chopra's not making many changes out of this side. You know, he said both seamers are going to play. He believes that Sharma hasn't played a lot of cricket, and he's going to play. You're not going to drop Bumrah. I thought Siraj might have come in to take the ball away from the right-handed batsman. The only one I think is vulnerable is Nadeem. They'll bring a different player in.
Hang on. Whoa. Quiet, everybody. Okay? Jeepers, who's in charge here? The man who's in charge is a Muppet of note. I left Virat Kohli out of the Indian side. So their points were only for 10 players, and their best player wasn't included. Okay, and I've just worked that out myself, because I was looking down at that score and thinking,
We need
that no ball siren, don't we?
I'm going to take all the flack that you want to give me. How many for Virat Kohli? Seven?
Eight.
Eight?
Seven. Lost the game. They've lost by 227 runs.
That was an incredible inning.
Right, he played well for England.
Normal players don't play.
Yeah, he's played well for England.
Let's give him seven on the strength of his second innings batting. And that actually takes India to 64. And the reason I was looking down that Indian list is I wonder if they don't need another quality batter. Given Washington Sundar is just a Ravi Ashwin, really, with the ball, is there a case? Is Sundar playing as a batsman, or is Hardik Pandya an option as a batsman?
Well, that's what I mean.
Or KL Rahul or someone like that, a specialist batsman. But Pandya, good because he bowls. And wait for this, because it's England, and England's long-term weakness against wrist spin, not so much nowadays, but it's there. Is there an argument for Kuldeep Yadav as well?
Or Chahal?
Kuldeep comes in. One change. Kuldeep comes in for Nadeem for me.
Yeah, I think they'll bring in a wrist spin. But I don't know if it'll be Kuldeep, but I think they'll bring in a wrist spinner. They've got two in their squad.
Yeah, and Akshar Patel, if he's available, would come in for Sundar for me, which is a bit harsh on a young lad, but yeah. I'd want the extra bowling option.
And he can bat as well.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And they could also bring in Siraj in as well, who bowled really well for him in Australia, if they get somebody in who can bowl left-arm spin and bat.
If Akshar comes in, then Kuldeep plays. But yeah. I think if it's not, if Sundar stays in, then I think they go with the leg yeah. spinner.
Okay, so yeah, no change to the batting. It'd be the same.
Yeah, same batting.
Same front six, which does include Virat Kohli. It just shows you shouldn't make something up and not plan it. I just made it up as I went along. Okay, and with England?
Well, that's where the fun starts. We know Foulkes is coming in for Butler. I mean, that has to happen. And then they've got to make the decisions on the Anderson. You've heard it here on TalkSport. He wants to play. He wants to play the next test. Do they get Broad in? Lawrence... do they decide to keep him in the side, or can they get Moeen Ali in, who gives you another option with a spin department? So there's lots of things for England to ask. That'll be down them to selection. But Anderson, I'd like to see in the side. I really would.
Harmy?
I'd try and find a place for Moeen Ali if I can. And the only place I can see fitting him in, because of the way the conditions are going to be, and to thinking it's going to spin a bit more, I'd potentially have him in at number three. It's harsh on Lawrence. I'd have him at number three.
And he's had no cricket.
Who? Moeen Ali. That's why I want him to play.
Come in and bat for three for England.
That's why I want him to play. I want to get him in. I want to get him into my team because I think he's important. He's still the one thing that Moeen Ali's been questioned on about his batting and his technique is about as against the short ball. Well, he's not going to get a great deal of short balls out
well,
there.
I think he will, but okay. It's very interesting idea, Jared.
I'm with Harmy. I do understand it, but I would say this. He's also struggled against off-spin. He's about to go up against Ashwin, who's the best off-spinner in the world. So
the last time we were in India, Moeen, I don't know if it was first or second test match, batted at 3 or 4 from memory. And it was a plan to get him up the order because they felt he was wasted at times batting at 7 and 8. And obviously he was still one of the lead spinners.
By the way, when Foulkes comes into the batting lineup and it weakens our batting, right? No matter how good a keeper he is, it weakens our batting a little bit. He's not as good as John Putnam in the batting.
He got 100 in his last test.
I know he did. Of course he's capable of that. He's not as good a batsman, come on, as Josh Butler. I know Josh has not delivered on the big stage.
Josh has got, what, 200, 300 in 50 test matches?
Yeah, I know he's not delivered on the big stage, but realistically, to win you a game, Josh is more likely to win you a game than Foulkes with a bat. Come on.
Number seven, no, I'm not so sure.
Oh, it's a great question. I mean, I still believe Joss Butler has it in him to be one of England's finest ever cricketers. I get the argument for Joss Butler.
Well, I'd have
I think
best,
if we're just talking pure wicket-keeping talent, then yes, Foulkes would be the best wicket-keeper. Yes. But Joss has had three very good games. Anyway, it's irrelevant because he's not here, but he's had three very good games here in the subcontinent. He really has. Interesting, really interesting. Thank you very much. Great to have been with you all. My thanks, our thanks to... I'm sure from all of you out there as well, to Gareth Batty, Steve Harmison, Jared Kimber, and of course our talisman here in the studio, Darren Goff, such a part of TalkSport Life, for their company over the last 5 days. I hope we've done you proud. Remember that TalkSport 2 is your place for instant reaction to the Test match, and indeed the rest of England's tour of India. We'll be bringing you a daily episode of the following on podcast, and you can also get in-depth analysis from Steve Harmison on our new YouTube show, The Outside Edge. That's a goodie, The Outside Edge. We'll be back on Saturday morning from 3:45 a.m. in the morning. Set your alarms, boys. We'll be live and exclusive, ball by ball, the second Test match, again from Chennai here on TalkSport 2. Today was all about England's bowlers. Yes, it was Joe's 100th Test match, and yes, England went to victory. But they did so today because a fine bowling attack drew the blood from the Indians. So there it is, a thrilling four games of Test match cricket. The first of them is complete. England have won it by a massive margin.
It's around the wicket, it's taken by Stokes at slip, and is that the edge and the breakthrough? Yes, it is. Pujara, the man who can bat for an eternity, has been dismissed.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful piece of bowling again from Jack Leach.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that, I would think. And there it is.
Oh, Jimmy Anderson. The minute that Shubman Gill goes to 50, he follows it by losing his off stump to the master.
Anderson again.
And he bowled in now. That's a brilliant comeback. Incredible bowling from Jimmy Anderson.
And England fans, ho ho, let's get the party rolling.
Here's Jimmy Anderson again. He's driven straight to Joe Root at short cover. Anderson has his third wicket.
What a wicket. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Bess wheels his arm around, then gets into a tucked position. Three steps in. Oh, he's taken the outside edge of Sundar's bat with an absolute ripper. Joss Butler takes the catch off of Don Bess, and India are six down.
That single has brought Kohli to 50. It's come in 70 balls. The Indian dressing room are pleased. They stand and applaud, but nothing raucous. They know that there's a journey today.
On your marks, get set, go. Harmy's off for the bacon sandwiches.
Leach once again. Oh, and a cut shot, and has he got an edge? Yes, he has. Jack Leach has taken the seventh wicket.
Good line, good length, good turn. This is what we want to see from the England spinners.
Bowled him. Oh, Ben Stokes has done it. A key moment in this Test match. And maybe the signal of the end of this Test match. Brilliant from Stokes. One out, two in, and bingo.
And the king has gone.
Skin here that thumps into the thigh pad and it's bowled him.
Dead ball, please.
What's going on there?
That's I've never seen that in all these years in the game. The bail was off and the stump was already back.
I've never seen that either, because I've actually wrote it in my book. Isn't Sharma hit wicket? No, England have won the game.
Haunted.
That is weird. Harmy reckons there was an insect, a very strong insect, to knock that off. Here comes well bowled. Yes, really well bowled. A little nick from Jasprit Bumrah, and the Test match is over. England win.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.